Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's a big show.
Show episode 6. I am Sun Guy along with Beast Barnett and Nick Iggy.
Yep.
Guys, we have hit episode 6.
We're so close to the end. Lucky number 6. That's my lucky number.
It is, and it's lucky for you because it's the episode you've dreamed about recapping all this time.
Ooh.
Nick Iggy, why don't you hit us with
huge.
The recap?
Let me hit you with a recap of the Rikishi show featuring everyone else. Solid episode. You know, we start off with Cassie coming in. She's trying to sell the house. We get information that they're going to go on a one-night cruise, which is kind of weird to do a one-night cruise, but, hey, it is what it is. Big Show is packing all his belts to go to the cruise, which is kind of weird as well that he would pack all his titles, but I digress. Cassie's like, oh, you know, maybe I'll stay home to sell the house. And Big Show's like, no, we're going on this cruise. When you say you don't want to do something, you definitely want to do something. And it's like a WWE cruise, so they talk to Lola about babysitting the girls, and they're like, of course we're going to be fine doing that. Lola talks to Taylor, Lola talks to Mandy, and she's like, oh, so you and Taylor official? And she's like, yeah, but, like, keeping it on the DL, can't let everyone in on that because we're opponents. And then JJ's talking about how she can get a report card by 3 o'clock, but she can get a German passport by 2 o'clock, which tells me her connections in the higher-ups are much better than the high school, middle school, elementary school level.
I kind of called that.
You did talk about that earlier, like in an earlier episode, which is wild. Maybe we'll get a season 2 where she just goes off to Germany under some secret mission. That, or she gets her own Netflix spinoff show where she's some secret spy. I could see that happen. I could see something like that happen.
That's the dream.
That's the dream. Then we go ahead. We are on the cruise ship now. Cassie's like, oh, it's such a nice room. And Big Show's trying to do it up big. They got this nice, big, spacious cabin there. Got a couch, got a bed. Got some chocolate-covered strawberries. Big Show's doing it big. He's trying to make this a good anniversary. That's going to make anniversary 8 look like anniversary number 3, if you know what I'm saying. You dig it?
I dig it.
Heck yeah. Then Cassie's like, oh, I got an offer on the haunted house. I got to go make a call. I got to find cell reception. And she's about to walk out. And then the sexual chocolate Mark Henry pops in. He's like, what's up, fam? And Mark Henry's there to say what's up. He's been his cabin is in a broom closet, literally. Which sucks for him. He's got to talk to someone about that. So he's there talking to Big Show, and Cassie has to go make the phone call. Then we go back to the house where Lola is throwing a party for Mandy to make her look like a cool kid again, or for once. I don't know. Was she ever cool? Perception is reality. It's all in the eye of the beholder. You know what I'm saying? So we're there. The party's going on. JJ is no longer JJ. She is DJ PJ because she's just in her PJs, just DJing, playing some music, getting the party pumping, just eating some candy. Lola threw it for Mandy. The kids weren't there, but then Lola kind of snapped her fingers. Everyone showed up. So they're like, okay, let's see how this is going to go. So then we go back to the cruise where, you know, they're supposed to get a couple's massage, but of course Cassie is still on her phone call. So Mark Henry's like, hey, you know what? Why let these go to waste? You and me, big man, Big Show, Mark Henry, white chocolate, sexual chocolate, let's get this massage together. So they're getting the massage together. Cassie comes in, but just to get her laptop. Big Show's like, you know what? You know, the massage is over. Mark Henry's like, nah, they got to get my cab. And, you know, Big Show's a little upset that Cassie's working on the cruise. Kind of understandable, kind of not, because it's a wrestling cruise. So Big Show's kind of there for work as well. Foley and Rikishi show up. The main star shows up to this shindig, Rikishi. And there's a shrimp tower. That's why they showed up, because Big Show's just kind of like, you got the shrimp tower for Cassie, because shrimp tastes better at an altitude. But yeah, they show up. They start eating. Big Show leaves to FaceTime the girls. And he FaceTimes them, and Lola's like, oh, guys, get in your places. And everyone kind of moves, and they FaceTime Big Show. They're like, yeah, everything's fine here. And then they kind of like hang up the call because they don't want them to know what's going on. So Big Show's like, okay. So they go back. He goes back to the room and realizes that Rikishi and Mark Henry and Mick Foley, they ate all the shrimp and they ate all the crab and they ate all the food because they're some big guys and not a lot of food for just three big guys. Then what else happened? What else? Oh, we go back to the party and Taylor Swift shows up because he wasn't going to show up, but he's like, you know, it's going to look weird if I don't show up because all my people wanted to crash the party. So if I told them no, they'd know what's going on. So he shows up. They're there. And Kat, what's her name? Melissa? Monica B. Shows up and she's like, oh, I need the tea. And they're like, no, you're not getting the tea. I got to go talk to Taylor Swift myself right now because I'm mad at him. So they go up on the roof and talk. And he's like, you know what, I'll drop out of the race. And Mandy's like, don't do that, like, because I'm a woman. They're going to think I forced you to. And then Lola comes up. She's like, yo, these nerds are out of control down there. And they're like, are they drinking? Are they doing bad stuff? And they're like, no, they're just talking nerd stuff. And Lola's like, you know, we're going to make – this party was supposed to make you the coolest kid in school. And Taylor Swift is like, yo, she's already the coolest chick in school. So, like, props to T-Sweezy over here. You know, back on the cruise, and Rikishi's just chilling on the bed like a real Mac Daddy because Rikishi's dope. We got Mick Foley chilling. We got Mark Henry chilling. Big Show's just kind of frustrated. Cassie comes back and Big Show's like, yo, like, this is wrong. You're doing work right now. Like, I had this whole big thing planned for our anniversary and you're just doing work. But in reality, he's gone 250 to 300 days a year, his whole life. So he's probably missed out on anniversaries, birthdays, weddings, big events. So, like, you know, I don't think he's got a lot of room to really complain, especially because he took her on a WWE themed cruise on their anniversary, but I digress. So we go back to, I think Big Show then apologizes for ruining the cruise, saying, like, you know, I should have known better that it was a wrestling cruise and you didn't want to come. And he kind of said you didn't want to go on this cruise because of work, but you always say you don't want to do something when you want to do something. Cassie's like, yeah. Because Big Show got her $20 for one Christmas or anniversary, and Big Show and Cassie got him an iPad. So, you know, can't always take her word for what she's really feeling and what she's really wanting. But, you know, Big Show apologizes. Then Mark Henry shows up again. This is while they're on the deck. Mark Henry comes out. Rikishi comes out. Mick Foley comes out. And they sing I Want It That Way. Because Big Show originally had some singers come do it earlier, which we didn't see. But Cassie was out of the room. So, you know, that's their song. He wanted to surprise her, make it special. But she couldn't experience. So he got Mark Henry and Mick Foley and Rikishi to sing I Want It That Way to them. Was it I Want It That Way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like...
Oh, I was just saying, yeah, because I would have loved to heard them sing Weird Al's eBay anyway, or while I was watching. That's all I was thinking of.
That would have been crazy. That would have been great if they just switched it up and they're like, it's the only version we know. It would have been a nice little twist. I should write for this show. Season 2, maybe. Anyway, so they sing that. You know, I'm a big Backstreet Boys fan, so I had to appreciate that. And they kind of make up, and they're dancing, and Cassie gets word that she sold the house because she listed on, like, gothdads.com or something. And, you know, the guy wanted to change it to, like, 666 way. But she sold the house, which was great. And then we go back to their house where the party's still going on, and they're kind of fighting about straws, like plastic straws, paper straws. I'm right, you're wrong. And everyone starts fighting, and Taylor Swift is about to say that they're dating, and then Mandy shoves some sort of food in his mouth, and she's like, no, it's cool. And then there's a food fight that breaks out. And then Monica B's dank ass, just kidding, Monica B is like, yo, guys, guess what? Mandy and Taylor are, and then Mandy goes, dating, we're dating. All right, it's out in the open. We're dating. This is after the food fight, and everyone's like, oh, snap. And then Mandy kind of snaps on Monica. She's like, yo, Monica, you're the only Monica in school. You don't need to be Monica B. Like, what is up with that? So she's not happy with Monica. Monica just tries to spill the tea, and it's not always the correct tea. But so, you know, now everyone knows Taylor and Mandy are dating. We're wrapping up the party. Everyone's gone. They're cleaning. Big Show and Cassie are coming home from their big cruise. The kids are cleaned up. JJ's passed out from her sugar rush, and everything looks like it's fine and dandy, like they finally got away with it. Cassie, Big Show are like, hey, you know, Cassie sold the house. Let's celebrate. She's going to go throw her luggage upstairs. And Big Show's like, yo, what's up? So what about these straws that you had in this party? And everyone's like, what? How'd you know? And they're like, JJ, I thought you set the cameras up. We're on an infinite loop of us just watching TV. And earlier in the episode when Big Show was talking about his title, he kind of set one on the banister, and it had a little spy cam. So he saw everything that happened. He's like, you know, Lola, party low, as she likes to be called, you're grounded. Mandy, congrats on you and Taylor Swift. And JJ, you really need to get your stuff together because you are addicted to sugar and candy, and it's not okay. And that's kind of the end of the episode. So what would you guys – how do you guys feel about this specific episode?
I liked it very much. I sadly was more into the party at the house. Mostly because of DJ PJ and her party monster with candy addiction.
She's crazy.
Exactly. I wish we would have got more shenanigans on the rest of what was going on this WWE cruise, but we got the Backstreet Boys singing out of WWE Hall of Famer, so I could dig it.
Which was, yeah.
I enjoyed the episode, but it seemed like everybody was just a little bit meaner this episode than in the other episodes. But I think it gave it sort of an edge that we hadn't seen before.
I can see that. I can agree with that. It had a little bit of an edge. I don't know, there was another episode like a week or two ago where I just felt everyone was mean. I think that one took the cake. But I can see but you know, the girls got along much better this episode.
They did,
which
for the
nice.
Most part, but I mean, there was a little bit of disagreeing because Lola wanted Mandy to have a different type of party than what she was getting, and they didn't get along 100%, but they weren't actively fighting about it, really.
True. You're wrong. Yeah, I don't think it was the best episode, but I think it was a good episode. I think having Mark Henry and Foley and Rikishi on it, I think, helped a lot. You know, we were watching it, and my wife was watching with me, and she's like, you know, I think I prefer Mark Henry over Big Show. I think with just, like, acting. And I'm like, yeah, like, I think Big Show's not a bad actor, but I think Mark Henry did a good job. And maybe I'm biased because I think Rikishi is the greatest. But I was pleasantly surprised with his acting skills. Like, everything he said kind of seemed like it came natural, and it didn't seem like it was a written line. I don't know how you guys felt about that, but to me, I just think everything he said just felt like he was just throwing it out there. Like, he didn't have a lot of lines, but it's like, you know, this is my line. It felt like it wasn't written, and it was kind of like ad-lib, like something he would say in reality.
I got the vibe that he probably did just have kind of a loose script, and he just put out there something more or less of what they intended, and it didn't necessarily translate to the exact word. So I think you're probably right there. I felt like Henry seemed a little more forced than the Big Show's acting and Mick Foley, so he may not have been as comfortable, but I thought he did a serviceable job, at least, probably a little more than serviceable.
Yeah. Steve, thoughts?
I always loved Mark Henry's public speaking. When, you know, when he's like just being himself, and you know, you kind of got the same thing, like. He was just kind of vibing and everything, and I think Mark Henry being around a lot more would be something great for season two. He should replace Urkel.
I think they could. I know it's the Big Show show, but I think they could really benefit from having another wrestler or two on there as like a main cast or. Every episode have a different wrestler. I think that would be a big selling point for a lot of people to watch it. Like, I know it's the Big Show show, and it's about his family and whatnot, but I think having more wrestlers would just make people watch it more.
They're always talking about how many wrestlers are running around in Tampa, so you could run into somebody every week.
You know what? I think that could work. Maybe season two, if there is one, they're going to sell houses to wrestlers. I think that could be a thing.
Yes.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. I think
you should apply to be a writer on this show.
I've got ideas. You know, they could have a wrestler be like, maybe not even a full-time teacher at the school, but like a substitute teacher for like one episode or something. Maybe like a special gym coach. Got ideas flowing, guys.
See, and you do have writing experience because you wrote a really great joke book. I think they should bring you on staff.
People call their people, and we'll get it set up.
That sounds.
I'm already trying to figure out who I could ask. I'm on the corporate website right now.
Perfect. We're going to make it happen. Well, Nick, who would you say was your favorite character, and why was it Rikishi?
Because it's Big Keith. You can't top Rikishi, guys.
Good enough. Beast, what about you?
Absolutely, JJ. DJ PJ. I was all about it. And the, you know, you're right. It was a darker episode with the, you know, drug addiction allegory. But I found it entertaining and you know, a cautionary tale.
Like with talked about drug addiction. They kind of talked about is there alcohol in this? And then they had the guy wanted to change the address to 666 Peyton Way. I was like, oh man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow,
that
they
was
did
shocking
not
for
out back at all.
For the core demographic that I would imagine the show's geared towards, that kind of surprised me.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, that was a step I did not see coming.
Now, my favorite character this week, I got to say, was Lola. I thought she was delightful in being party low, and she makes the big party happen, and she's trying to help her sister out. She thinks she's got everything covered. They won't be discovered. Coming there to help out her sisters. She was quick with the answers when they were testing her to qualified as a babysitter. Spot on. I really enjoyed Lola this episode. Flip side, Nick, did you find anyone you didn't care for?
You know, I don't think that there was anyone I'd you know, maybe
Monica
maybe if I had to choose someone. Yeah, Monica B sucks. Get her out of here. No, I'm sure she's a nice character. She's like a good character, but like the person is a good actor as her, but the character sucks. But I think I would go with her ditzy friend. If I had
the one that was
offending
the straws?
No, there was she had two friends, like one defending the straws and then the other friend that just kind of plays dumb to everything.
Oh, okay, I got you.
She had two friends. And she was in like a previous episode too.
Right, I know who you mean now. B, she went with Monica B?
Yeah, I'm going with Monica B.
Sadly, I got to go with Cassie because even though she was working and she questioned going on the cruise, she seemed a little harsh to the Big Show. He was trying his best to make up for all the anniversaries they had missed while he was on the road, trying to use a chance at a work cruise to also celebrate his anniversary, which they probably didn't get to do a lot when he was full-time wrestling. And she kind of seemed like she was blowing a lot of it off, even though he went to a whole lot of expense. It was $700 just to get the upgraded room. So she could have maybe waited until she got to land before she started making those calls, but she wanted to find the one fax machine on board and find that one spot where she had signal, and took her the entire length of the cruise, essentially. I felt bad for the Big Show when she did that.
Yeah, but also, who knows if she would have been able to sell that house any other time. It's a haunted house. She's got to jump on that.
That is true. Yeah, she did explain that. And it was a central plot line, too.
It was, yeah. Like, that's been since episode one. But,
well,
do you guys have any favorite...
I think we hit most everything.
Any favorite moment?
Anything else we missed?
I think we covered all the stuff I was very enthusiastic about.
Yeah, I would love to see more DJ PJ though.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, season two she'll throw a party at one of the wrestlers' new homes that they bought off of Cassie.
I'm excited. Well, I mean, guys, we still have two more episodes left this season.
Yeah, we do.
Who
We're
knows
not
what's
going to
happen? Not at all. So maybe we'll have more wrestlers show up. I'm sure we will.
Well, Nick, do you have anything you want to plug or promote? Perhaps a very popular book?
The most popular book, a New York Times bestseller. It's called There's No Punchline, an independent wrestling joke book featuring over 100 independent professional wrestlers, written by yours truly. only $13. That it does include shipping and handling. You know, contact me directly, and I can get one sent your way so you could last your tiny off.
Mine actually did fall off. I had to duct tape it back.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry about that. You know,
I'm
not legally obligated.
Beast, anything you want to throw out there?
Not particularly. If anybody knows a good literary agent, that seems like what we need to, the first step we need for Nick Iggy to get a submission out to Netflix. So if anybody knows a good literary agent, let us know.
Please.
We will research that and get a literary agent on board. I got brand new t-shirts back in stock just off the printer. You can follow me on the Twitter at SignGuyHPW. Shoot me a message. I'll get sizes and prices to you. We have in the works some possible turnbuckle turmoil magnets coming very, very soon. So stay informed on that. I'll let everyone know when those are available. Guys, I think we had another successful episode.
Absolutely. We sure did. We only got two more left.
Two more, and then it's on to season two. I feel good about it, season two.
Perfect.
I do,
yeah,
too.
I'm excited. I think at first I wasn't generally sold with the show, but I am on board now.
On board because they were on a cruise ship this episode. I see what you did there.
Hey!
All right, we'll be back with you next week on to episode 7, the penultimate episode of the series so far. We'll talk to you then.
Well, it's a big